need to remember this feeling somehow. That way I'll be able to understand what our summer lovers are feeling. It's perfect. I love it. I will fill you in on a few secrets. I grew up out west. There was not too many season changes you can experience where I lived. It was pretty much hot and windy or cold and windy. I always preferred the cold. As most of you know, my mom and grandma were pretty amazing about making your experience all the feels during the holidays. So naturally, that season, the cold, quickly became my fave. I do remember that our house looked like Halloween Town and our Thanksgiving table was set and we, usually me, made handmade place cards. Our dinner was always some of the very best recipes handed down, and each dish they made were served and seemed to have a story. When Christmas came around, it was like Mrs. Claus and all of her elves lived there. My dad put up with for a month straight all the garland lights and baubles hanging from the ceiling that he had to duck for. My mom would build fireplaces out of cardboard boxes, and old Christmas records would play every day. They would play so loud sometimes that my dad could hear them at the bottom of the road when he came home from work. And family, it was in abundance. My grandma lived over the hill, my uncle down the street, and my aunt lived in a small town just about an hour north of us. Occasionally, we would have a double bonus, and family from really far out of town would show up. I had a great childhood. No sob story to tell you. I'm sure my parents had struggles, but they're pretty awesome on how they approached it. We never knew about a rough Christmas or past due anything. As an adult, we know they happened, but my parents never let us know any of that at the time. I feel like my parents allowed us to be kids, with strict rules, if you could hear my 16-year-old self tell you. It probably sounds something like, why am I the only one that has to be in when the street lights are on? My mom is an incredible artist. She drew in school, and every once in a while, she will get out some of her pieces. P.S. I have my eyes on the church she drew. She also has an incredible writer. My mom could write a paper from nothing with little direction at all. My dad, the fixer of all, the hero, the rescuer, also the person you didn't want to wake you up in the morning after mom had already told you 6 times to get up. Our yard was full of the most beautiful roses, rosemaries, marigolds, and beautiful purple flax. Which, if you didn't know, I grew up in the desert, though that's a feat in all of itself. He loves photography, and our childhood is well documented because of it. We will never lose a memory. He explored the best places and took us on the best adventures. We always had the coolest vehicles. My dad could take a junkyard vehicle and make it the star of any four-wheel show. Just don't ask for air conditioning. I'm so happy that I live in a world where October turns over a new leaf. The brisk air brings back a flood of memories, and the experience and the traditions can be ignited once again. So much of what is best of us is bound up in the love of family, that it remains the measure of our stability because it measures our sense of loyalty. Haniel Long.